We've made an emphasis this week of having them not come in on Monday, giving them a break, telling them to stay off their feet, stay at home, rest, study tape on their iPad, but don't get up. And then we cut practice this week, some reps, to try to get our guys as fresh as we can, rest them. We could use some help. Kyle, you know, he knew coming into this game that it was going to be tough that way, that, you know, it's an excellent opportunity for the Long family. Can you imagine if you had two of your sons playing in the same game and be able to go and play, compete against each other? It's got to be a phenomenal feeling for the family. And Kyle's mature enough to put that out of his mind and play. And, you know, it's not the Thanksgiving Day backyard brawl that you have at your house where there's nothing on the line. There's something on the line here, and he knows it. And he'll be focused to play. Oh, absolutely. You know, you grow up with a guy, and you know his, and he's watched him all along. You know, and they've talked about technique and to help each other, and talking about the two brothers. And so, you know, Kyle's going to say, he's going to tell Jordan, hey, watch his hands, watch his get off. But that's all things you can see on tape as well. I wish we could take a step back. You know, what we try to do is continue to evaluate where we are right now, and you know, how we rank within the league, how we feel we are compared to last week, what things are going up and what things are going down, just like a pro golfer would do. My swing is a little off. I got to practice my swing. My putting's great. And so we're doing the same thing each week and evaluating and just working on that as hard as we can. Well, anytime your offense can rank in the top 10 in this league, you're doing a good job. And that's where we're at right now, in a lot of categories, and we're in the top 5 in a few. So as long as we can keep that going, I think we're on the right course, and we're growing as an offense and getting to know each other even better each week. Oh, anytime a quarterback can move. He does a nice job of stepping up. You know, we have these defensive ends rushing deep into the around the pocket, and we try to keep them out of the middle, and we ask our quarterback to step up. So he's done a nice job of doing that, getting away of the rush of the outside the tackles. I don't know if I can compare him to other teams, to be honest, but I do feel good. We do feel good that we have them, to have the two big, fast. It's hard to find two big, fast receivers like we have in Alshon and Brandon. That'll put the work in and do the work and just play. And that's what we have, so we're lucky. No, Martellus was brought in to block and to catch passes, and there's some games he catches more than others. And when he isn't catching passes, you'll hear it. But so I just tell him, go block another run play. But, no, he's done a nice job. And when there's an opportunity to throw in the ball, we do. And when he's covered, we don't. And so we've called plenty of plays in his direction, targeting him, and he's been covered by the coverage that's at hand, and we just throw it to someone else. Yeah, Jay's been in every meeting. He's done a good job of the whole team, you know, obviously feels good about Jay, and so we're keeping him in the family. We're not letting him drift away. And he, you know, as far as, you know, because a guy that gets hurt could stay away, be out of the meetings, not be around each other. But that is no way the case with Jay. He's been in every meeting, extra meetings, helping Josh. And that's what makes it, that's what keeps us all together. You know, he's done a nice job even in on bad plays, scrambling, getting up into the pocket and making a play out of nothing. So it appears it's been easy for him, and I hope it keeps continuing to look easy for him. When you stay that close to the game, and stay on top of every read and every play that's being called and help coaching it, you know, you're not getting far. You're not losing time or getting away from it at all. He's in on every play, and so that'll help him on the return. Oh, absolutely. There's linemen that do the same thing. Whether it's Garza, and he didn't play a lot early in his career, and then he got an opportunity to play here, and so his age is a little bit further along, but he hasn't played as much, so his body's still able to go. And that's the same thing with Josh. And so the more reps he gets, the better off he'll be. He's been very steady because he's the only returner. He's the only guy that's been in Chicago on this offensive line starting. And so he's been a calming force for all of us. His maturity and his experience that he has really helped the young guys.